File 3. Listening 1.
Thanks for joining us, Theo. Our topic is taking photos using your mobile phone. That's something everybody does, isn't it?
Yes, of course, but I think I'm probably more into it than most. I don't think I could make a career out of it, but I spend a lot of my free time on it.
OK, what kind of photos do you take?
Well, I'm not the kind of person who takes pointless selfies. I don't mind snapping memories on holiday or at family parties. What I like most, though, is trying out ideas like using reflection or something like that. And I definitely prefer scenery to people.
And do you do this alone?
Sometimes I do, but over the past 2 years, I've built up a small group of like-minded people, sort of like a camera club, but we only use our phones. We go out together on photography walks and experiment with different techniques. Then we go to a cafe to compare the photos we've taken and discuss our results.
Sounds interesting.
The thing is, it's sociable, but there's a real point to it. We've set up a group on social media too, where we can upload photos and get feedback from each other.
But can you really be honest?
Absolutely. We're not just liking everything that's posted. We're looking for constructive criticism and ways to improve.
And I believe that you've been trying something different recently.
Yes. In the last couple of weeks, I've been meeting up with a fellow enthusiast called Gary to practice macro photography.
Macro photography?
It's where you try to take sharp, close-up images of tiny things, such as an insect or a drop of water. It's really challenging, but fun to do.
You said challenging. That just means difficult, doesn't it?
Well, people say that the zoom on a smartphone camera isn't any good, and I'd generally agree with them, so that makes it tricky. But if you can manage to keep your phone absolutely steady and hold the camera really near to the subject, you can get amazing shots without zooming in.
Any other tips, Theo?
A lot of it depends on the light, of course, and you can control this better indoors. Here's a good example of a still life that Gary took, which he lit softly from multiple angles to avoid hard shadows. For macro photos outside, I find that morning light on a slightly cloudy day is best. But forget outdoor macro photos on a windy day, because everything will just be out of focus.